one thing is to affirm. People talk about affirmations, you know, in the form of I am successful, I am making more money, or I am in a good relationship, or I am healing. But if there is also a yes but, if there is a doubt, yeah, but I've got cancer. Yeah, but the economy is bad. Yeah, but all men are jerks, or all women are greedy, or whatever negativity comes through. That's where it happens. So what we all need to do is pull away from our cell phones. Take some time to yourself. You got to. It's not all about work. It's about working on yourself. It's about refining yourself. We're all here to refine ourselves so we can get closer to God anyway. And so by working on your own personal improvement, on your own personal thinking, and that doesn't mean to be a Pollyanna. It doesn't mean to think, oh, well, everything is good and everything is fine you know, there's nothing wrong with knowing what's the worst that can happen if I do this or that. But to be conscious, to be awake. I mean, everybody who's listening right now is awake. But we very
most people are.
We very often go through life with patterns, from brushing our teeth to when we eat to when we go to sleep and how we get dressed, and we tend to sleepwalk in many ways. And so the work is to awaken, in a way, to awaken to your thought patterns, to awaken to your feelings. One way that people have done that, shamans, mystics, psychics, is through meditation. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. And it is to begin to pay attention and to look for the positive whenever the negative arises.
I have a friend of mine who was a bartender. He had throat cancer. As a matter of fact, he was going to be close to death. And I'm not going to get into the merits of what we did to get him to fight this. But he came up to me last Sunday, and he said, George, 5 years now, 5 years since I beat this thing, and I'm not going to stop, and I'm going to keep going. And, you know, Joseph, I looked at him in the eyes, and I said, you've got so much positive energy about you. I can feel it. You're just glowing. And people need to do that. They need to be able to pull themselves, like you just said, we're human. We've got our ups and downs. We have things go right and things go wrong. But you've got to be able to pull yourself out of it.
You've got to find ways and means to do that.
Yes.
You know, the texts, the various Bibles in the world give us guidelines in terms of proper behavior and proper ethics. You know, ultimately, we have to work at it. In other words, you can make the plan, check your feelings about your direction and where you are and where you're going. Accept where you are also is very important in metaphysics. If you're not happy with your job, your relationship, your health, you don't go into denial. Don't start taking a lot of pills. Say, this is where I am.
And get out of it.
Here I am. Hey, there I go again. I have a tendency, like, you know, many artists and mystics get the blues. And the way to deal with it is to own it. Oh, Joe, there you go again. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Okay, so what do I do now? And very often it's that emptiness just before new ideas rush in. But if we get busy, 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 and worried, 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 then you're not solving the problem. But ultimately, after you have done your thought, your plan, after you have written your affirmations, after you have checked them out and checked to see, you know, what feelings arise that negate it, then you got to do the work. And the work is looking for a job. The work is looking for new friendships. The work is looking for new spiritual growth. And so it is a matter of taking action and doing the work.